Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing. So far, it's Friday, July 12th, 2019. Like every other week, we're going to get started off over on the YouTubes. YouTube came back to Amazon's Fire TV after being absent for nearly a year and a half. It looks like Google and Amazon are starting to make up. YouTube is making content owners that manually file copyright infringement reports state where in a video the copyright infringement actually occurs. This should make it easier for YouTube creators to determine whether or not they want to take the video down, whether they want to edit it, or just suffer through the demonetization they might incur. It's VidCon time, and right now a lot of YouTube celebrities, wannabe YouTube celebrities, and marketing agencies are at the VidCon conference, and that always leads to lots of articles. One of our first one is that YouTube stars say they're getting started on TikTok today, building up a following there, then transitioning their following over to YouTube so they can monetize the following and earn money. Another one of the articles centered around VidCon discusses how YouTubers actually make money and how you can become a YouTube influencer yourself and monetize your own channel. The article was done by USA Today, and one of the YouTube influencers they interviewed said that they make around 6 to 12 cents per view. So if you're looking to become a YouTube influencer, you can take that and kind of maybe benchmark what your earnings might be when you hit a certain number of views. YouTube announced new monetization options for creators today at VidCon. Soon, creators will be able to allow their viewers to buy animated stickers on their live or premiere videos. The animated stickers are going to cost either $5 or $20 each. It will be like a little animated icon showing up with their comments inside of the feed next to or underneath the video they're watching. YouTube also announced new channel membership levels. The channel memberships were announced last year as a way for YouTube to compete against Patreon. This year, they're saying they're going to increase it to 5 different price points. So creators will be able to choose which price points they want to use and what sort of exclusive content and offering they want to give out for those who join into the different membership levels. Finally, YouTube is giving creators more merchandising options. They're going to allow them to stock products from companies like Crowdmade, FanJoy, Rooster Teeth, and a few other brands, whereas previously they could only choose from Teespring. So creators are probably really going to enjoy this increase in product availability. Over on the definitely not evil Google, one YouTuber got upset with Google that they show more than just YouTube videos in the videos tab of a Google search. Google's Danny Sullivan, who used to be an independent news person tracking news about Google, who now works at Google as what they call the search liaison, told the YouTuber that this is because Google's mission is to bring users information from around the web, and so they look for the most relevant, not the most relevant that is on YouTube. Google is testing out a redesign of Google News. This is similar to a redesign they've tried in the past, so it looks like this one's probably going to stick, but we'll see. Google My Business might actually be suspending business locations that try to implement the shortening feature, which Google My Business released a couple weeks ago. Now, local SEOs are saying that if you use a hyphen or an underscore in your name, you're much more likely to get suspended while adding a short name. One local SEO, her name was Megan, said that she had about 10% of the accounts she worked on get suspended when setting up a short name. Over on Facebook is giving creators more ways to make revenue, and they're actually giving them more control over some of the ways that they make revenue, like those ads and videos. And this is where, if everybody watching this can just do a happy dance with me, I'm just gonna do mine real quick, my little happy dance. Woo, happy dance, yeah, I'm so happy, woohoo! Because creators can now determine whether or not they want to run mid-roll ads. That's right, Facebook is going to allow creators on Facebook to determine if they wanna use pre-roll ads, mid-roll ads, or just image ads to monetize their video content. Facebook is also giving users more information about who is targeting them with advertisements. For example, if a company has created a custom audience on Facebook using an email list, and then an ad is triggered off of that custom audience, Facebook is going to tell them which company uploaded that list to show them the ad with their email address. Instagram is rolling out a new feature that is going to try to convince you not to post that hateful comment you were writing. It's going to alert you and say something like, hey, don't make this comment, as you try to make the comment. I actually have no idea what it says. I haven't actually seen it. I only read about it, and there wasn't a picture in the article I was reading. But supposedly it's rolling out, so don't be surprised if Instagram tries to tell you in the future not to make a comment that you're about to make. Snapchat is releasing a new video series this summer that they call Creator Shows. It's going to show up on the Discover tab, and the idea is to allow celebrities to make shows in a Snapchat-friendly format and then play that to everybody. They've got big names on board like Arnold Schwarzenegger, so I'm honestly kind of can't wait to see that, but also it sounds kind of ridiculous. People think this is probably going after Facebook Watch, which I also think is ridiculous. Twitter did not want to be left out of the crash party after Google crashed and then Facebook and Instagram crashed. Twitter also decided to crash this week for several hours, but sadly there was no fail whale in sight. Really kind of missed the fail whale. You know, come back, buddy. Twitter's back online now. People took to Facebook and Instagram to express their frustrations that Twitter was offline and they couldn't complain about politics for a few hours. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. My subscriber count is growing. The view count is growing. I cannot thank you all enough through the lens of this camera. Please do me a huge favor. Go down if you like any of the stories that I talked about and you want to learn more. The sources are down in the description below. I would also deeply appreciate it if you share this video and you went ahead and clicked that thumbs up button and you subscribed if you haven't already. Please subscribe if you would like to see me wrestle an alligator. It's coming, I promise. Subscribe and you'll see.